Begin the current daf. Sachem daf yidal. Begin the amidal. Begin to taste the masal. Begin with zigmar. Shtei paros hayicharshes. There were two cows that were plowing. Tosfos explains how is that possible. The gemara was bringing a different sign that they had done, not the chalas, but the two cows that were plowing. But says Tosfos b'Yerushalmi daik. And the Yerushalmi, they analyze this and they say, "What do you mean Yerushalayim? Le'makom shenagu by shlei lasis melacha. It's not a place that they had the custom." That not to do work. In other words, what that means to say is it's not a place that had the minig, but it is appropriate not to do malach over there. Since they gather there, from all the places, everyone comes to Yerushalayim, including those that don't usually do malacha, so it's not an appropriate place to be doing malacha. So why would they have the cows plowing there on Har Mishcha? The Yerushalayim answers, nearest Kilchar, it doesn't look like they were plowing, but you're right, they weren't really doing any malacha on plow. Tinek says the master begins with the Gemara, well, Truma Bakachim. Regarding Truma Kachim, then actually, Eichel would be Metama Eichel. It's only regarding Chulin that it doesn't. Tosfos can explain from where we learn out that Kachim is Eichel Metama Eichel. Perish Bar Kondra Rashi explains, and nothing Mekor the Chagi. We learn that from the Pasuk Chagi, which the Gemara is going to bring later on. El HaLechem to the bread, Ve'el HaNazid, and to the cooked dish, which he had asked him regarding a Reviv HaKodesh. Now, what was the case? It was from bread to nazid. So you see that by kachim, that eichel given tam eichel. Well, rintam the farsha command, but rintam they explain later in the vidzayin menav that actually it wasn't from the bread to the cooked dish. It was oil on nazid or to the cooked dish. So you don't see any source going from eichel to eichel by kachim. So Emory the Re says, according to Rabin Tam, you'll have to denafkali lunanam. The pasuk miyuka zayin says, and if the meat's going to touch anything that's tummy, sounds like a filled by eichel. That the meat can become tummy, even from a food item. So you see, we're going to kachim eichel and tam eichel. That's we're going to kachim. The truma nafkum. How do we know we're going to truma? Keep the limits in the limits, since we cannot say that mikra mali dibar kosev. Like the opinion wants to say that that everything you'll have ein eichel and tam eichel because the eichel kachim leisim kedizman. You find kachim that it could be make the same item tummy, which is eichel to eichel. So look at krah, but the dummy tvei dahan chol. So we're going to say the pasuk. It's obviously not all cases. We're going to say what the most similar to, which is chulin, but truma is going to be like kachim. And that there we will say that Eichel would be Mitam Eichel. Ketinek states the master begins with the Gemara, the Ikka Mashkin Mahadi Basa. We're talking about where there's liquids with the meat. So he's going to explain that how much is the measurement of liquid to be Mitam other things. Because the Gemara was saying that even by Kachim, Eichel is not Mitam Eichel. So you have to say that the Mishnah is talking about that there's liquid on the food item, and if the food became tummy from the liquid, because Eichel is Mitam Mashkin, and Mashkin is Mitam the Eichel. Says Tais Mekam Medaktik Riva. From here, the Riva is Medaktik. That the Mashkin Metame Bapachas Mervis. This that liquids could convey Tama is even less than Revis. Because it's not Mashkin the Bahadi Basa less than Revis. Generally, we could presume when you have a piece of meat, even if it's going to be a little bit moist, it's going to have liquid on it, that's going to be less than Revis. Now, look, come on. The Gemara later on the Vizam Mervis Nami Amrgabimayim also says regarding water, which is found on the ground, although it does not contaminate, that's only if there's revius that you could use to immerse needles and things like that. Have a pachas revius, but less revius. Then they can make tummy. So you see, but less than revius. The problem is, what the perkim and made this? The gemara says, and avodah zara deflamed regarding wine of avodah zara, which contaminates something the size of a kezias, and generally the wine is the betami tumas mashkim revius. It contaminates the beverage in the measurement of revius. Then it's. It could be tummy from a sheretz, and then it contaminates other things. Sounds like less than revius. It's not going to be tummy. So to peg pays the nida. More than the second peg of nida, if you test some bays, it's going to be dami yarek by yellowish blood, which after she saw red blood, which we said the yellowish blood is also like a mashka, like a beverage. The Gemara says that the measurement of a zav contaminated with a mashka is the shear revius. And bekamaduch, we find many times that the shear of mashka to contaminate other things is the shear of revius. Here, like Riva was medaktik, sounds like an lesser revius. So I'm going to read the Riva says, the bepsul gaviyari, they're talking about invalidating the person who drinks it. The shear of revius, that is a measurement of revius. All beverages can combine to contaminate the person who drinks it in the shear of revius. But regarding contaminated food items, that would be even less than revius. Rima Farshi explains, the Hadmin revius is that we need it to be revius. So that's for things that are biblically not tummy. Kagan's Tam Yain Kutim, like the general wine from the Kutim, the Dama Yarek, and the yellow blood, which is only rabbinically tummy. When his mother Revius does not contaminate biblically. Oh, so that's what we say, that okay, to contaminate is a share of Revius. The rest of the ground or other beverages which are biblically tummy, then makoshu, then yes, the share is going to be even a minute amount. He says like this, that biblically you need to have Revius to contaminate other things, like we said in all those other places in Chas. What our sugi is talking about is even less Revius. Now, based on that, you have to say the hashda. So at this point in the Gemara, when the Gemara is asking according to Rava, that also by kachim einoch l'tamoichel le'masika daite, the Gemara did not entertain to say she'ichel tamoichel from the Rabbanon, that a food item will contaminate another food item, even rabbinically. Why? And that we have to say is to my liquids, which we just explained is regarding rabbinic. So the Mukkah Maskana didn't say like the conclusion, the Eichem Tamarichem Rabbanon, could have said another case of Rabbanon, when the food item goes straight to another food item, rabbinically. So that's what the Gemara assumes right now, that it cannot be even rabbinically. Now, although at this point the Gemara understands that a food item cannot be Tam another one even rabbinically, so wait a second then, how do you have Mekamokah Meshkach Neshlishi? Still you could have a Shlishi that... How's that possible? Either etim levaina through wood or frankincense, where that's something novel by kachim, that even though it's not a food item, but the wood of the fire of the mizbeach or the frankincense that you put in menachas a mekabel tuma, because what's called chibas hektish, which makes it vulnerable to contract tuma, and they're not a food item, and therefore they could contaminate a food item. Oh, yeah, aldei mashkin, or through a liquid. So let's say a region touches, it becomes a sheni, when that food item then that beverage then touches a food item, makes it into shlish l'tama. Because it says, taste, because they did not yet make the gzeira, the chala paisles a truma, whatever invalidates truma is mitama mashkin liyas tchila, makes a liquid to be a rishon, and therefore, it's through the liquid that you can make the food item into shlishi, because after they made the gzeir, it comes out that the mashkin actually become the rishon, and then when touch the food, and that can make it a shame. So you're not going to have a shlishi by kachim. How are you going to have a shlishi? So it says taisa either through etzel mavayna or with a mashkin, but before that they made the halacha that a mashka always becomes a rishon. Finnick says master begins with the gemara in basra mashkin mibayle. What it requires, it should have said, not the meat with the meat, but the meat with the liquid, with the beverage. That's what it should have said. Church explains, why didn't they ask that if it's told about that there's mashkin, so then why are you saying that it became tummy from the avatum? The Gemara is asking that you can't say that the food became tummy because of the beverage, because then it should have said, not just with the meat, but with the meat and the mashkin. But what Bob tells us, when Temetes has to take a second look, it says, Amai le parach, why is the Gemara not asking that my area shenitame be'ava tome, if that would be the case, that it's because of the mashkin, so why did you have to say that the meat became tome from another meat that became tome from an ava tome? I feel like Rishon Hashem Nami. If we're talking about this mashkin, even became tome from Rishon Hashem, to get the brachah coming all the Rebbe Kiva, like the Gemara later on the Rebbe Kiva, a mashkin automatically becomes a Rishon. So why do you have to say became tome from an ava tome? Says what you could say is Mishnah Reb Chanina come out, because the words Reb Chanina were Mimeim Shal Kahanim. That was the opening Mishnah of the Sugi Reb Chanina's Kahanim. He said from the days of Kahanim that they always did this. Mash Mishnah Ma'olim Kachu. It sounds like that they always did this. Avkoyin Yot Ches Davur, even before the 18 decrees. The gods, they're the ones who made the Gezer the Chalapais La Truma, that whatever invalidates Truma, meaning a Sheni, Mitam Mashkin Yitzchila, would make the beverage even to be a Tchila. Because the prepared coming to Shabbos, Moke Digmar, and Shabbos of Vidal Mabez explains, Ha'ich Ma'akin Mashkin regarding food items and vessels that became tummy from liquids, but mashkin and boy machin sedaim by liquids that became tummy because of stam yadayim, which are sheni, and then one would ask why do you have to make such a gzeira? But we said whatever's in the tummy, the truma, it makes the mashkin to be a tchila, obviously because the gzeiras were not at one time. Meaning to say that when they made these gzeiras, there was actually part and parcel, they made these 18 gzeiras together. Oh, lafisha gazri dan poison on Jumma Sims, they made the gzeira that hands shouldn't validate truma. So I say mashka shnugman tchila, so therefore they made the liquids that touched them into a rishon. And that itself was a gzeira in the 18 things. So Taisa explained that the reason why the Gemara didn't ask, wait a second, if it's because of the mashkin, then they didn't have to touch a rishon, meaning that had become temet from an avat tumah. What do you mean? If there's a liquid there, even if it touched a rishon or a sheni, the liquid would automatically become a rishon. Because the wording of chanin is kind of galim, sounds like a measure galim is even before the gezeres of yod ches daver. Whereas Thomas Mashkin, that becomes a tchila, that is part and parcel, as we explained, is from the 18 things, and therefore it wouldn't have been a valid question to ask of me oilam, because before that yeah, the liquid would not have become a rishon. And therefore, that's what was told by the Rikim Tami from Malabatam. Kinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Micah Mash Milan. What's it coming to teach us? The Shlishi Mutta Lassa Shane, that you can make into Shane? Hanach. Well, that's exactly what we said before. Chaz explains that the Gemara's question is only according to one man, the Amar, that Minna Taira, Eichel could be Mitama Eichel by Kacha. Because, said in the Mishnah, Rikim is adding on to Rikhanina. That even you light a light shown that became possible from a Tful Yom, and the lamp, that was Tamei Tumas Mess. Now, the Gemara asks, wait a second, the oil is a shlishi, becomes Tamei from the lamp, it becomes a dasheni. So this said you can make a shlishi and dasheni, you're ready from Chanina. What Bava's thesis is, but according to the one who says that oichel cannot be Eichel Mat Taira, so comes a Reb Chanina statement that you can make a shlishi into a sheni, was not by biblical law, because that's only rabbinic law, because that was a fudem to a fudem, so it's only rabbinically. And only from Reb Akiva do you have that the lamp could be metam of the oil, which is by biblical, because it's not an oichel to be an oichel. So when we have kust is a chiddush. So as it says, laman domei neichel metam oichel mederi raisa, according to one who holds that biblically, that a fudam is not metam an oichel, lay parch. The Gemara does not have a question of what should be kibbe coming to add. Because the day haisa, according to Mergivi, is coming to add. The mutalas of shen deraisa, you can make shlish even to a biblical sheni. And the Gemara's question was according to the one who holds that oichel metam, that ain't oichel metam oichel min ha tayr. That oichel is matam oichel not tayr, and therefore that's why you already know from Chanina that you can make shlishi in the shen even biblical, and therefore Rebbe Kiva is not coming to add on anything that we didn't know before.